The state is considering raising toll rates on New Hampshire's highways. This morning on Morning Edition, we heard from opponents of the toll hike. Now we'll hear from someone who supports it. Andrew Valinsky is an executive counselor, and he's here with me now. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So why is right now the time to raise tolls?
I think there's a long-standing need. The time to have raised tolls and to have addressed the need for fixing bridges, fixing roads, doing the economic development, creating jobs, all of that has existed for 8-10 years, and it's just there's not been the political will to deal with it. And through a coincidence of events, we have 3 votes on the council. 3 of us are willing to take the political heat that's coming and address the state's needs in a respectful, responsible way.
No one, I don't think, is going to argue with the fact that New Hampshire roads certainly need the help. Why is raising rates on tolls the best way to pay for those repairs?
Well, it's not the best way. There are better ways through a more equitable, fair, generalized raising of revenues. But tolls are the only lever that the executive council can use to address the problem. And so others have passed the buck over and over again, and 3 of us are unwilling to pass the buck. We're going to stand up and address the needs with the only tool we have, which is the setting of toll rates.
Mm-hmm. So you've attended a few of these public hearings that have given ordinary folks a chance to weigh in on the proposed toll rate hike. What have those been like?
It sounds a little trite to say that, you know, it's refreshing my faith in humanity. But the conduct of these hearings, I chaired the meeting in Portsmouth and the one in Concord, and 75, 80 people spoke between the two, and everyone was really respectful, maybe with the exception of a couple of politicians. They make their arguments. They are straightforward. Afterwards, some of the strongest opponents to toll increases come up to me and thank me for having the hearing, thank me for listening. They're very cordial, appropriate conversations about an issue that I understand hits some people right in their bottom line, and I'm respectful of that. And I really appreciate the motor transport people who come out and tell me why this is a bad idea from their business perspective. In turn, I ask them to consider the fact that they just got 2 large state business tax cuts in each of the last 2 legislative sessions. And so we gave them some benefit as businesses in that regard, or the legislature did. I think it deprived the state of revenues that people need, but put that aside. Look at it in context. You need the roads fixed. You need the delays removed. You need things smoothed out. You need safe bridges to operate your trucks. Someone has to pay for this. And it's been 10 years since we've had a statewide toll increase. This one is modest. I understand it'll hurt some people, but it's necessary.
What do you say to those people who talk about their bottom lines, not the business owners, but the average people who, you know, maybe they live in Concord and work in Manchester or vice versa, and they have to pass through those tolls every day? What do you say to those people?
I do the same thing. I still practice law, and my law office is in the Mill Yard in Manchester, so I drive through the toll booth at Hooksett. I understand the concern they have. The other side of that is that I get stuck in the Friday afternoon traffic coming back to Concord and the Sunday evening traffic. I think we can do some things about that 6-7 years sooner with the toll increase. The other thing is if you have a New Hampshire Easy Pass transponder, you get a 30% discount on the toll increase. And we're suggesting to the legislature that they adopt a commuter discount for people who regularly pass through tolls. So the Department of Transportation tells me that over 50%, I think it's 54-55% of the tolls are paid for by out-of-state transponders. So I understand the burden, but we're trying to mitigate it as best we can.
Other states have much higher tolls. Anyone who's been on 95 in Maine will know that. Why are tolls relatively low here, and why have they been relatively low for so long?
I think it's because legislatures have been willing to starve the state of needed funds for maintenance of roads and bridges. So we're 6.22 cents per mile is how you figure out where your tolls stand comparatively. 6.2 cents per mile puts us 70% below the average toll rate in the country. And so people can say, you know, you shouldn't compare us to New York and Illinois and California. We are hugely less than Maine and Massachusetts, our neighbors. So there's room. And our gas tax is also less than any other state in New England. Those are the two primary sources for road maintenance and repair, bridge maintenance repair.
Executive Counselor Andrew Walensky, thank you very much for speaking with me about the toll hike.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And you can hear a conversation with an opponent of the proposed toll hike at our website, nhpr.org.